Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Literacy Foundations for English Learners. A Comprehensive Guide to Evidence-Based Instruction by Elsa Cardenas Hagen is a professional education text focused on how multilingual students develop reading, writing, and oral language in English. Positioned within the science of reading and structured literacy traditions, the book addresses educators who need research-based guidance that is specific to English learners rather than adapted only for monolingual instruction. Its purpose is not to offer a single program, but to explain the instructional conditions, language knowledge, assessment practices, and classroom routines that support literacy growth for students developing proficiency in English. The book emphasizes that English learners need explicit instruction in foundational reading skills, vocabulary, fluency, comprehension, and writing, while also requiring attention to oral language, first language knowledge, cultural background, and second language acquisition. Its value lies in connecting reading research with practical decisions teachers make when planning lessons, interpreting student errors, and selecting supports. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, applying science of reading principles with English learner adjustments. A central contribution of the book is its treatment of the science of reading as necessary but not automatically sufficient for English learners. Cardenas Hagen presents the major components of literacy instruction, including phonemic awareness, phonics, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension, as relevant to multilingual students. The key distinction is that these components must be taught with knowledge of second language development. For example, difficulty with an English sound may reflect the sound system of a student's home language rather than a general reading disability. Similarly, decoding accuracy does not guarantee comprehension if the student lacks oral vocabulary or background knowledge in English. The book, therefore, encourages educators to retain explicit, systematic instruction while interpreting student performance through a linguistic lens. This position avoids two common errors, assuming English learners only need exposure to rich language, or assuming that reading instruction for native English speakers can be transferred without modification. The result is a balanced framework that treats literacy as language-based and instruction as both structured and responsive. Secondly, oral language development as the bridge to reading and writing. The book gives sustained attention to oral language because English learners are acquiring the language they are also expected to read and write. This makes literacy instruction different from instruction for students who already have broad oral proficiency in the language of print. Cardenas Hagen emphasizes that vocabulary, sentence structure, academic language, listening comprehension, and opportunities for purposeful talk should not be treated as separate enrichment activities. They are part of the foundation that makes decoding, spelling, written expression, and comprehension meaningful. A student may be able to pronounce printed words, yet misunderstand the passage because the grammar, idioms, or academic vocabulary are unfamiliar. Instruction, therefore, needs to connect spoken language and written language repeatedly. Teachers are encouraged to build language opportunities into literacy lessons, such as explaining word meanings, discussing morphology, modeling sentence forms, and checking comprehension through oral response. This focus is practical because it helps educators see that reading difficulties among English learners can arise from different sources, including limited English exposure, gaps in vocabulary, or insufficient practice using academic language. Thirdly, structured literacy as an organized map of language systems. Structured literacy is presented as more than phonics instruction. In the book's framework, it is an organized approach to teaching the language systems that underlie reading and writing phonology, orthography, morphology, syntax, semantics, and discourse or pragmatic use. This matters for English learners because English print is connected to many layers of language. A student needs to hear and manipulate sounds, connect sounds to spellings, recognize meaningful word parts, understand sentence relationships, and use words accurately in context. The book's emphasis on structure helps teachers avoid fragmented lessons that isolate skills without showing how they work together. For example, studying prefixes, suffixes, and roots can support decoding, spelling, vocabulary, and comprehension at the same time. Syntax instruction can improve sentence-level comprehension and writing. By framing literacy as a coordinated language system, the book gives educators a way to plan instruction that is explicit but not narrow. This is especially useful in classrooms where students vary widely in English proficiency, prior schooling, and literacy experience in their home language. Fourthly, using first language knowledge and cross-linguistic transfer, a distinctive theme of the book is that students' home languages are instructional assets rather than obstacles. Cardenas Hagen highlights cross-linguistic transfer, the idea that knowledge from one language can support literacy development in another when teachers know how to make the connection visible. This includes using cognates, comparing word parts, noticing differences in sound systems, and recognizing how prior literacy in a first language can support English reading. The approach is not a generic celebration of bilingualism. It has direct instructional consequences. If a Spanish-speaking student knows a related academic word in Spanish, that knowledge can help build English vocabulary and comprehension. If a sound or spelling pattern does not exist in the student's home language, the teacher can anticipate where explicit contrastive instruction may be needed. The book also acknowledges the complexity of multilingual classrooms where many home languages may be represented. Even when teachers do not speak every language, they can ask language-aware questions, use family and community knowledge, and design lessons that invite comparison rather than suppressing linguistic knowledge. Lastly, assessment, intervention, and culturally responsive decision-making. The book treats assessment as a necessary tool for avoiding both under-support and over-identification of English learners. Because multilingual students are developing English while learning academic content, educators must interpret screening data, progress monitoring, and classroom performance carefully. Low performance may indicate a need for stronger instruction, targeted intervention, language development support, or evaluation for a learning difficulty. But these possibilities should not be collapsed into one explanation. Cardenas-Higgins' framework aligns with tiered systems of support by emphasizing high-quality core instruction, timely intervention, and progress monitoring that identifies specific skill needs. The culturally responsive dimension is important because assessment decisions affect access, placement, and expectations. Teachers and specialists need to consider language proficiency, first language literacy, instructional history, and the nature of the task before drawing conclusions. This topic also points to collaboration classroom teachers, English learner specialists, speech-language pathologists, reading specialists, administrators, and families all hold information that can clarify a student's needs. The book's assessment stance is therefore both technical and ethical, linking data use to equity. In conclusion, Literacy Foundations for English Learners is best suited for classroom teachers, reading specialists, English learner educators, speech-language pathologists, dyslexia specialists, administrators, and teacher preparation programs. Readers who want quick activities may find it denser than a classroom handbook. But its benefit is that it explains why particular practices matter and how they should be adjusted for multilingual learners. Practically, the book helps educators plan explicit instruction, interpret student errors more accurately, strengthen vocabulary and oral language routines, but use first language knowledge productively, and connect assessment results to targeted support. Intellectually, it clarifies a frequent gap in literacy debates. English learners need evidence-based reading instruction, but they also need instruction informed by language acquisition and linguistic diversity. Compared with many science of reading resources, the book stands out because it does not treat multilingual students as an afterthought. Compared with many English learner texts, it is more directly anchored in reading research and structured literacy. Its strongest positioning is as a bridge between research, special education concerns, bilingual language development, and everyday literacy instruction. For schools seeking coherent literacy improvement for diverse learners, it offers a framework for shared professional learning rather than a narrow programmatic solution. If you would like to support Elsa Cardenas-Higgins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.